Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Friday, January 24th, 2025.
Friday.
Even though, as some of you, not a lot of you, but some of you were also off on Monday. I was telling...
Yeah, you were.
I was telling Footsie here that it's like, I'm glad it's Friday, but it wasn't even a full work week for us. But boy, it sure seemed like it. I don't know why. I'm not being facetious.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
I don't know why.
We did a lot, you know, a lot of arns in the far. We're shorthanded, you know, down a man, as they say.
Down a woman.
Down a woman. Damn it.
Damn.
So, you know, picked up the slack a little bit, but. Still
yeah, but
fun.
That didn't really tire me out none. I think it's just called getting old.
Well, yeah, that you got the extracurriculars. It's hard to balance.
You know, used to when you were younger, you'd think at Fridays, yes, now it gives me more opportunity to go out, party, stay up all night. And then when you get older, it's like, hell yeah, I don't have to get up early tomorrow morning. That's like the big thing about the weekends. It's not like I can stay up all night, go clubbing. Blah, blah. It's like,
yeah.
I can sleep tomorrow till the time the show ends today.
We're going downtown to drink. We're going to try to hit some split.
Yeah.
Now it's just like you said. You want to wake up a little later.
Yeah. I want to feverishly look at the clock and wonder if Hardee's is still serving breakfast.
Till noon? Yep.
My God.
I changed it.
I can remember my daddy riding up on curbs trying to get to... the Hardee's by 10:30 for breakfast. Like, really, they're just like cutting through gas station parking lots if there's a red light. Like, Matthew, we got to get there. Especially if we had, you know, the moose cups.
Some people would go after and say, what you got left? Give me what you got. I got two bacon, egg, and cheeses and a cold sausage biscuit left. You want that?
Give it to me. Put it in a bag.
Drive on around.
You got any orange juice?
Let me get coffee, black, two sugars.
In a minute, white.
Bojangles got that all day, though.
What, coffee?
Breakfast.
Oh. Yeah, I mean,
I feel like I'm putting somebody out, though. If I ask you for a biscuit at 6 o'clock at night, I feel like it's extra you got to make. I don't know.
But it's just not going to be as good.
No.
It's just not.
It's got to be in the morning.
It's like certain foods. Like, I went to last weekend a... you know, like a real, I mean, not real, real nice, but a real nice restaurant. And the food I had was so good. And 2 days later, I had the refrigerator. And again, I get it. 2 days later, it's been hot, it's been cold, it's been hot, it's been cold. But it was just like trash.
Oh, no, you did the take half home and eat it later.
I always do, generally speaking. Last time I had a big old, God, it's been a long, I'm always making my mouth water now. Last time I had a Jersey Mike's.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I remember what it was. It was a Philly for me. No peppers. No onions.
Same. Cheese only.
A little bag of Doritos.
I get the jalapeno kettle chips by Miss Vicky. That's literally what I think they're called, Miss Vicky's. And
I heard it's cut right in front of you.
Yeah. But then, like, you take that thing and it's like, oh, I'll eat half now and half later. But that thing is so big. Like, it's more than a foot. I mean, they don't even call them footlongs because I think they're 2 footlongs.
Never works out for me that way.
I'll
eat them immediately.
That whole thing, for real?
Yep.
God, dog.
Because I like to get the ham and provolone on top of the Philly.
Oh, my Lord.
I like to have a cold sub and a hot sub.
God, you probably loved the McDLT back in the day, didn't you?
And try to eat them at the same time.
Oh.
Double fist and subs.
Man, don't die. If you died, I'd be here alone talking right now. Do you know? So think of me if you don't think of yourself.
I tell you, man, it's a struggle.
Yeah, but
how
does
the food down?
Ugh. See, it's, you know, it's that thing, and I hate myself right now for what I'm about to say, because I hate that person who has kind of figured it out with their diet or whatever, and then starts to go around as if they're doing revivals and telling people, hey, here's what you're doing. Now I'm a consultant.
Let me help you out.
So I ain't going to do that. But I the big lesson, chair, see? The big lesson with life and food is eat till you're full. Like, it's so simple. And you're like, well, no crap. But it's not no crap. Because if you go to like a nice restaurant and you spend $50 for a steak, I mean, you go to the... Well, you'd probably eat it if it was a $20 steak. But that's not a good example. But I'm saying, like, you look at it as, okay, I paid for that. It's going in this gut.
Yeah. I saw that Oprah said this, and I'm paraphrasing here, but it was something similar. People that don't have weight issues that are, you know, in fairly decent shape only think about food when they're hungry. And then they grab whatever because they're hungry, and that's the only time they eat.
Yeah.
But usually people with weight issues, like...
It's an event.
Yeah, and it's not really like an obsession, but you always think about it.
It's so true. I mean, we've said that about, like, when, not all of you, but when people start planning vacations, they start to think about, okay, various restaurants we can go to. Like, when we went to Myrtle Beach, I mean, I always knew we were going to freaking Captain Benjamin's.
Got to.
And then the filling station, because that was a buffet.
Got to get you some flounders.
And then we go to... the pier for breakfast, Surfside. I said pier. I said nothing about Texas.
The way
have no piers in Texas.
None. Well, they might in Galveston.
Things. Well, maybe.
Liken it to myself is when I taste good food, like I taste it for longer. Like it savors more for some reason. I think that's like some kind of physical. Like some people do drugs a lot and it doesn't bother them, or they like to get high.
Yeah.
I think that's like where my taste buds are.
Well,
I could last longer.
One thing that somebody noticed about me, and I don't even remember who it was, but they're like, "You swish your what?" When I and that's another thing that I assume, and I'm very sure of it actually, that cutting out brown soda has really helped me out.
God,
just
I wish
with
I could.
So many different things, not just the caloric intake, but also just like I don't feel drab. I don't know if that even makes sense.
Oh, I notice a difference if I don't drink it for about 3 or 4 days.
Oh, yeah.
You notice a difference in the salt.
And your pee color.
Yes.
Yeah, big
and
time.
There's got to be an additive in it that makes you want it more.
Well, yeah, exactly. But somebody, they're like, you swish that around in your mouth before you swallow it.
I
didn't even realize. So I would like, and this isn't brown soda, but like I would drink like this. And then I just finally swallowed it. Then I'm swishing it around like my taste buds are.
It's a good swish.
Like it's how like drunks drink wine. And I'm talking about the rich ones too.
Sift it.
Or they're like
sift and spit.
Yeah, right.
I can't swish it around, man, because I have teeth issues. But I can see how you would do that. Savor it a little bit more.
Yeah, just make it last longer. But then the event of food you know, all your favorite memories of like Christmas likely is hovered around a grandma or your mom or your aunt's dish or her dessert she'd always make.
Yeah.
Always about food as an event and not just like, it's like getting dressed up. Putting on, that was the damn chair. Get out of here. What? Making me sound like I'm farting a lot and I ain't even. It changed chairs. It's like putting on your Sunday best and going and saying, hey guys, you want to go with me? Oh, what are you doing? I'm going to put gas in my car. We're all going to sit around and we're going to talk about it while I put gas in my car. That's what food is. We're all going to get dressed up and go sit around and pump gas. And I mean, on a simple level, it's like, wow. Once you just kind of realize it. So I do two meals a day and then a smoothie as a third. And then I have only three different little snacky things that I do. But
snacky?
Yeah, like I'm big on cranberries right now. Not the band.
Oh, they're so good.
I love cranberries.
The juice, man. Oh, my God.
Good for the old kidneys, too.
I think it's like a different mentality when you get older. It's like,
well, also you want to live longer too. Well, it kind of sticks with you a little bit then.
I think your body tells you like you can't eat the way you used to. It's just you can't do it.
Nope.
I can't handle grease like I used to. Even for an upset stomach, you said, let me get something greasy. Well, I can't do it.
Uh-uh.
No. Like dairy. I mean, I like almond milk better. That's what I'm on now. But regular milk, don't eat a whole lot of cheese anymore.
Hell, that nut milk.
Whew. The cheese it gets you, man.
And bread. Bread is like, I love it. Like, you ever been hungry and just only wanted like some bread? Like, it's this weird kind of thing.
I looked into
it. Freaking the worst.
For, you know, well, not everybody, but for me, dairy will thicken your mucus. So if I have a lot of cheese or dairy, it's hard for me to breathe.
Wow.
Like, it stops me up.
Do you think
like
male porn stars drink a lot of milk?
God, it at least looks like it.
Yeah.
Spilled some on their face.
Yeah.
It's like that with carbs, too. You get too many carbs, you get inflamed in your joints.
Oh, yeah. And then when you don't eat them for a while and then you do, you feel like you're getting sick and you're not. You're just like, ugh.
Or if you talk to somebody about it, like, what are you doing, low carb?
Oh, God.
I'm on keto.
That's the biggest thing. What diet are you on? I'm not on one of the diets. I'm not on the Beverly Hills diet, on the Miami diet, the whatever. Like, I'm on a diet that somebody that ain't even a dietitian kind of helped me come up with. And it's like, you know what? That absolutely freaking makes sense. I'm looking at eating wrong.
You know what?
Just figured out I'm eating wrong.
You know what the popular one is now? It's called the carnivore diet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, there's no way you can. It's not that good to eat that much meat. And there's some eggs in there, but still, you're.
But you got to look at it too. We're all human beings, but we're not all the same. Meaning, like, what I eat would affect someone in Japan way different.
Yep.
And I mean, I really believe that. Plus, their toilets go backwards when you flush them.
They
over
do.
There.
And some of you French kiss other men.
Yeah,
which
I've
is cool.
I've seen that on videos. Fat boy showed me on his phone. Gavin Newsom.
Well, that's your next president. You better run.
Yeah, right. You're crazy. Yeah. He's like, man, he quit calling me new scum. I've heard it since middle school. I hate it.
It's hard for him to get out of his own way. Really is.
Well, who's leading him? Like, he's not the real bandolier out there. Like, who's really leading him to be such a, like, I want to say tool bag. Like, I mean, he is. It's like, just a douche.
It's interesting you say that because that is the world's third largest economy is the state of California. So other people might be actually behind the scenes running the whole deal.
Somebody's got to be because he seems so non-equipped for what he's doing and saying and really understanding the what's and the how's and the who's. Hell, I don't, and I shouldn't. I ain't the governor, though.
Might be time to call Arnold back in.
I was thinking the governor, man. Governor come in. I like what he said the other day on one of the X or something. And he was just like, I was not born in this country, but it is my country now. Or whatever he said. I'm paraphrasing, clearly.
I just moved here. I'm not from here. I wonder how hard politics is for, well, I guess anybody to slide into. Now you look at Trump, he's ran businesses before. So it's probably just like a little bit of a different transition, but maybe somewhat similar. Say like Arnold, though, who was just acting. Now he ran he had a real estate portfolio before he was famous, but
yeah,
never ran anything. Somebody's got to be on him, like, say, look, here's what you do, here's what you don't do.
Well, I mean, he was also married to Maria Shriver, who is a Kennedy.
Yeah.
So you can imagine the people he talked to over the years.
Learning the ropes.
And guided him, yeah.
That's a family that's going to be getting back into the political landscape. I'm not talking about RFK, but more so Jack Schlossberg.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
There's
got
like
aspirations.
You can see right now, I feel like you can see the next 25 years of possible political, like presidential candidates.
Yeah.
Like you can see these young emerging kind of, some of them's kind of scary. Some of them are like, boy, them eyes, you don't blink at all.
Notice how we could see that, but the people who need to see it can't.
Well, they see it. They just have a job to do. They're the ones saying, no, look here. Don't look there. Look here. Don't look there. Look here. What a job to have.
Like what happened to – I'd love to know how certain people get derailed from aspirations. Paul Ryan had every box checked of a future president.
Yeah.
But just suddenly retires from politics completely. Jim DeMint, outside shot back in the day, but he just leaves too. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
I know why Jeff Duncan left, but, I mean, the other people.
There was the one in the 90s that was, it wasn't even a scandal. Something, he just like, it was almost like Jamie McMurray. Like, where did you go?
They just
you
fall
were doing
off.
So good. What happened?
Somebody's buying you off.
Yeah, maybe.
These think tanks and
maybe,
lobbyists.
Or maybe he's like been in enough inside info meetings. He's like, holy crap. Like, if they don't like me eventually, they might kill me. I don't like this politic life anymore. I'm going to write a book and retire.
Or you buy W all day and just paint, I guess, and that's about all he does. Paint and look cool.
Blink.
Wink at people.
God, I love all the memes, man.
It's still going around.
When them edibles kick in at the family get together.
The one I'm kind of getting tired of is when the waiter brings my nachos to my table. It's like I've seen that one a lot.
The nachos?
Yeah.
Good Lord. All right. Look at this is the wild right now. Where is did you see, is that North Carolina fat boy or Florida?
It might be here. Let me back up a little bit.
We're watching the news because we need to know if there's breaking news, and they're showing firefighters out with big huge flamethrowers hitting the roads up to thaw them out. But then I'm like, Lord God, watch them flamethrowers. It's like going to be a mismatch of what I've seen on the news the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was Georgia.
God.
Look at that.
I mean, it makes sense, but like, don't burn down a bunch of stuff, too. Be careful. He knows. What am I saying?
Looking like Rick Dalton out there, spoiler alert.
I know. You ever shot off a flamethrower?
No, because the one we got to use at Mad World was remote controlled.
Oh.
Whenever somebody came out of the porta potties, you'd hit the flame.
Oh, yeah. What a powerful feeling that is. A certain one of our partners has one.
Like
one of our partners.
Readily available? Close by?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to hook it up to the car.
So how?
I don't know.
It'd you mean like, nice, like when you hit the gas, it would shoot flames out the tailpipe?
Or if you know, hey, get out of the way. I'm going to hit you with a flamethrower.
Or at least have it on the roof.
Like some Mad Max type, whatever.
Yeah. All right. Do we have time to do the little taste?
Little taste, yeah.
Here's a little taste of what you're going to hear in the FOF.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Flying later.
Oh, wait till you hear it, man.
Wait till you hear this right here. This guy.
A lot of y'all stink. You're nasty. You're f***ing disgusting. And I don't really give a shit about your life problems, motherfuckers.
Text in 72341. Nope. Text in. Don't you text that other word, especially if you're driving. Text in 1-800-774-0093. Guess who you think, what, who, how? He's talking about there.
Who is?
I'm going to tell you something. Y'all stink. So that'll be coming up, FOF line, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And we're going to throw the headlines back and forth today as well.
Hell yeah, we are.
So we'll have some fun. Fatboy, what is up in the Plex?
Well, if you're about to eat breakfast, I'm sorry I'm going to put this in your head, but this is quite possibly the grossest thing for breakfast you'd never want to eat. And just gaining popularity will tell you what it is. No, that's
not all, that.
That's good anytime.
No, it's not.
Especially either. During the summer.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You are wrong for that. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Rise Guys Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric.
Hello.
Check this out. This is probably the grossest thing for breakfast you'd never want to eat. But it is available right now if you so choose to try it out.
My guess off the air was wrong, Fatboy said.
it was not right. This is, I'll just tell you what it is. It is pizza-flavored Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
What it see? This is what I said the other day. Mm. World's on drugs. All of them. Everybody.
I'm not even sure most potheads would prefer this combination.
It's making, like, or pregnant women. Like, who is the market for this? Also, are people buying it just to save it as a collector's item?
Do you know what I saw that reminded me of this? It's not in this story. Cinnamon Toast Crunch has bacon now. Look in your bacon section.
Actually. That sounds real good.
That might work, but this here, this is the cereal is going to taste like pizza, but it has the Cinna Dust on it.
Well, that place that I went to down in Georgia that sells Delta 10, which is legal, whatever. It's not marijuana, but some whatever. It's
10.
It's legal.
I've heard of the 8. I haven't heard of the 10 before.
Delta 10. But anyway, that was the flavor. It was Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's like usually like from what I've seen in the past, long, long time ago, when they would name weed strains something, it would just be like didn't matter. It's like A, you were just glad to get it, and B, it was like
Yeah. Oh,
you just made that up. It doesn't taste like pineapples. Or anything like that. But that one, it's like, man, it's like they planted it in a field of Cinnamon Toast Crunch in the Delta 10 or whatever it was.
Well, you know what was going on here in Greenville County for a while are these mom and pop C stores.
Yeah.
They would have stuff like that, but they weren't getting it from
convenience.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were talking about like sex toys.
They weren't getting those from the legal dispensaries like they were supposed to. Like they were actually getting them with like real THC in them, and people were getting them and like, oh my God.
See, that's what I thought about that place. It was in the Helen, Georgia, down there where it looks all Germany.
Is that what it was? Like a nice Dutch little. We had the damn test. That wasn't the chair, dude.
Listen.
Come on.
That's the chair. It looked just like weed. It felt just like weed. I was hungry afterwards.
The habit of cocaine.
Hey, step down. You want a big tall beer? Lots of cleavage here.
Well, if you want this cereal, the only way you can get it, you can't go to your local Ingles and get it or your store. You got to go to their website to order it.
Oh, data mining.
Yep. That's where they get you. And they're only going to have 1,000 boxes. It is a very limited run. I guess going to test it out and see, hey, people want this or not.
Yeah. This is a beta test. Remember at McDonald's and Burger King and all the places would always do beta tests for these new menu items in the Midwest?
Yeah, Columbus, Ohio would be like the number one market to do that
in. And you'd be like, God, why is that not happening in my town? I'd love to try these new items.
Like, who had... And I forgot how I knew about this. Taco Bell's experimental kitchen, I think, is in Las Vegas. So they just, you know, sit around and make stuff all day.
Mm.
So it makes you wonder who had their chicken nuggets before they brought them out nationwide.
Oh.
Because they got nuggets now.
Yeah. Well, man, I mean, again, everybody. My daughter, when we'd go to Mexican restaurants as a kid, would get chicken nuggets at a Mexican restaurant. Every ethnicity.
Mucho nuggeto.
Loves Chicken nugget.
Pollo nugget.
You
want
the chicken nugget?
Well, if you ever wondered, because the Super Bowl is coming up. We're sitting on, what, 3 weeks away?
Good Lord,
a little more?
Yeah.
The best and worst times to go to the bathroom during the Super Bowl so you don't miss any action.
Hmm.
The best time to go, and this makes no sense to me, during kickoff, right when the game starts. They say it's the best time to go to the bathroom.
That's what they say about merch lines at concerts, because usually the first song is not your favorite song, and it's just one to kind of... Paige.
I think I did it a lot.
I can't blame her anymore when I burp now. I mean, she's not gone forever. She'll be back soon. I don't want anybody to read into that too far.
Yeah, we didn't
like slowly it's just going to turn into the Fat Boy Show.
And she didn't turn, you know, to mush or nothing.
No, she can't.
You know what's weird is, well, not weird, but what should be number one is going during quarter breaks, commercial breaks after the quarter.
Yeah.
Way down on the list at number four is after the game is ended.
You know, this is going to sound really harsh, but I think you can maybe understand. If I'm paying that much to go to the Super Bowl, which I don't even know who you could say, who would have to be playing?
God.
It just the anxiety of all the people drive me crazy. But I literally would think about wearing a catheter.
Yeah.
I really would.
I wonder how much of a corporate event it is as far as seats go. We held Super Bowl 50 tickets. That's back when you get an actual hard ticket. And we looked at the price on those suckers.
Yeah.
They weren't cheap.
No.
And this is the worst time is during third quarter commercial breaks.
Should have sold them.
Should have. That was the Panthers and the Broncos.
Yeah.
And San Francisco Super Bowl 50. That's just, why would you wait till after the game to go whiz?
I mean, that's not good for you. Like,
Like edging, it's not good for
no,
you.
No, it's not good for you. Also, they say I literally just read this the other day, oddly enough, that was talking about tantric sex was looked at before as like this. Not yoga, but this what's the word I'm looking for here?
I don't know, like
a hippie, whatever that is, new age, whatever word you want to use there, like this prolonged thing for ecstasy or whatever. They're actually saying it's bad for your heart.
Yeah, there's no finish to it.
Well, there is, but it's like your body gets learned to heart beats faster. By the way, usually when it starts beating faster, we done. But if you let it go, think about that rhythmicity, if I just made up a word, I think.
You don't want to get irregularities.
Arrhythmia.
You don't want to go into VTAC or VFib.
No.
They got to shock you back.
Yeah. No fibs.
None of them. Well, some of the Super Bowl highlights, they're already rolling out the commercials. If you're interested, you got, $7 million bucks to get you 30 seconds on Fox this year. So it's going to be the A crew is going to be Brennan and Brady.
Still want to know.
No, Kevin Burkhardt, excuse me.
I still want to know each local station gets one per. Every other stop set, I think they get one local. I want to know what that fee is.
It's got to be high thousands.
Like, what would
right?
you guess?
For the Super Bowl?
Like, on our show, like, one commercial costs like $15,000. So what do you think it costs on...
I'm going off what I've heard a regular season.
If you're paying more, I apologize. That's the general minimum of the media.
I won't say the amount, but somebody told me what a regular season spot goes for during a game.
I'll turn my email off. Go ahead.
So for Super Bowl, I'm going to say between $15,000 and $25,000.
Yeah.
For 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That would be my guess. And at that rate, I try to blow out all the national commercials.
What if I want Jack in a bathtub racing me?
For halftime?
Yeah.
I think you do it. It's not like they won't ever let him retire.
It's true.
Chris Hemsworth or Chris Pratt, which I saw Chris Pratt on a – I don't know how to get these. Look, he's A-list. He does big movies. How did they get him for a Monopoly Go commercial? Like, there used to be a hierarchy to this thing called Hollywood.
And the voice of – Aquaman's in it.
Yeah.
Momoa's in it. And then the voice is Will Ferrell. They play that commercial through football over and over again.
There were tiers of this. You had your TV actors that were above the soap actors, and then the movie stars were above all of them.
You would never go back to do television. They would talk about, like, oh, my God, he fizzled out in Hollywood. He's going back to TV. It's like, good Lord. I'm still on radio.
Well, Chris Hemsworth and Chris Pratt will be doing an ad for Ray-Ban glasses that will allow you to take photos and videos. Post Malone and Shane Gillis, that might be funny.
If you're wearing those things, let me say, I love Ray-Bans, but if you're wearing those things, as of societal standards right now, you look like a pervert or one to not be trusted. And you can tell. It's a little hole there. I mean, if you look for it, you can tell. If you are wearing those and you don't tell somebody, you are a perv or a schemer or scandalous.
Or you're definitely a schemer. We saw the New Orleans bomber. He wore those glasses on his recon.
God, yeah.
Tell me how this is going to work. Post Malone and Shane Gillis, which it could be funny, they want to remake the What's Up commercials for Bud Light called Come On.
Come On.
Like, how is that going to work? What up was fun.
Let's do. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
The best what up was what's up?
What up? Oh, yeah. That's probably frowned upon now.
I feel like people who could market retired that could do it effectively. Except for a couple places, you know, fast food that do it fine.
There's, yeah. I mean, like the big. Remember we were talking about this the other day, the big attention, because our attention spans are like, not everybody.
Gone.
But for a lot of people, it's just absolutely gone. And the big go-to now is to make the person who is casually viewing, a.k.a. it's on and they're not watching, is to make them turn their head and look. Did she just say a cuss word?
Get that attention.
She cooks like a mother. What did she just say?
So what did she put that Frank's
what
right
did
on
she him? Say stinks other than her armpits? What did that just say?
Thigh folds, under boobs, butt crack,
what's
feet.
That heavy set woman dancing around right now talking about she's an actress but she can lose weight now because of her diabetes? What is this?
Or they got younger women in Depends.
Dude, no crap. Like, is that, I'm not making fun because we all will be there one day. I mean, maybe, but like.
Like, that threw me.
Is that a new. Is that a thing that's been all along that was never really just talked about? Is women right before their periods, like, piss their pants a lot? I mean, like, this stuff was never talked about in my home as a child. I don't know. I know nothing about that stuff.
You just don't think the incontinence would come at that age. Like, you think it'd be a lot later.
Yeah. It's like, we're screwed at the beginning, we're screwed at the end. You're going to wear a diaper when you're a baby? You're going to wear one at the end? It's like in between? How about a nice thong? Fat boy, that was a good job. So good that I'd like you to continue with sports, if you would.
Well, the Eagles have added something to the merch stand, so to speak, and I don't really – this seems like a cheap cash grab. But Eagles fans, they'll buy it up. Not only are they arguably the most annoying fan base in the NFL, they are loyal.
They are loyal.
They're loyal like Bill's Mafia.
Yeah, they're not as violent as they used to be, it seems. And that's good. That's good.
Yeah, Kevin Lewis did tell us the only jail cell in the league was in Philly.
Yes. Yes, in the actual stadium.
Yeah.
I think the Panthers has one now, though.
He said Philly had a jail cell. The worst road trip was Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have to stay like an hour away.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Sturgis. It's like in the middle of nowhere. All right, we will
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We'll get to some sports next. Happy Friday, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports served to you by Bojangles.
Oh, I like the verb on that.
Hell yeah. Well, I gotta thank the boss for that one.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I was like, how do I keep it fresh, man? What do I say? He's like, yeah, hey, how about serve
it up?
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do to you if you don't do your damn job.
Put this in your gullet and smoke it.
I'm gonna serve you to the unemployment line, Fatty. And there's not one. There's really not one anymore.
No, there's no line. They have drive-thrus now, I think.
Did you know that in 1970 only one NFL player weighed over 300 pounds?
In what year?
1970.
Was it Daryl Dawkins?
Oh, I don't know who it is.
Oh, okay.
You had some undersized linemen. But by 2014, there were over 400 players in the NFL who weighed.
NFL, okay. He said NBA.
Over 300 pounds.
I was like, God.
I think the only 300-pound player in the NBA now might be Zion.
Oh, yeah.
That's more than 20% of the league right now in the NFL weighs over 300 pounds.
Remember the guy the other day, Zion Williamson? That was fun. That was fun. Really, it's like, you know, I had that problem in the beginning with Williams and Williamson. I couldn't remember.
Also, did you know, speaking of the NBA, not a single NBA player in the history of the league has ever worn the number 69. Nobody's ever had it. 69 has been untouched in the NBA.
Is that any particular reason why?
No, I don't know. I don't see.
Now Rodman would have gotten it. He was a straight number 91, I remember, all the way through.
Yep. Now in the NFL, you can switch because it's messing with me because Debo switched to number one, and I forget that, and I'm like, okay, well, that's him now.
There's no loyalty in anything anymore.
And they let you wear zero now, so Brian Burns is zero.
Yeah, there's the two Clemson players that are the same. They're both zero.
I think Barrett Carter was a zero.
That's who, yeah. And now who's the other one? Because I showed you the cards. I'm like, look, these guys got the same jersey on.
So this is where it gets tricky, because if you want to retire Clemson's number 10, well, are you retiring Ben Boulware or Taj Boyd's right. number 10?
And then 1 and 2 was always like a quarterback number, always.
Because you can wear the same, you know, number on different sides of the ball. You can't be on the same side.
Which is still strange, though. It's like, my God, do you have 99 players on this team right now?
Like, retiring numbers.
Do people not like wearing the jersey number 13? I never thought about that. Like, you know, some buildings still don't deserve
that. That was Marino the last 13 that I remember, quarterback-wise.
I'm going to look it up, too.
Montana 16. Warren Moon was number one. That was a badass jersey.
Yeah, it was.
Steve Young, number 8. Elway was 7. God, Marino.
Peyton was 18.
Peyton, yeah. I can't remember if Eli was 18 or 16. Trevor 16. I don't know if anybody's gone back to 13.
I don't think so.
I don't think Brock's 13. I think he might be 11 or 12. What did the Eagles add to the merch
stand? Oh, Jesus.
Is an Brock obvious Purdy. One? He's 13?
Yeah.
I thought he was 12. I knew he was close to there.
Freaking Mike Evans? He just retired.
No, he's still good.
Mike Evans?
Yeah, he's still playing. He just
Mike Williams.
Yeah. Well, now he's still playing for the Steelers.
Well, who played for the Bucks that just retired?
Ooh, I don't know. Like, just retired this year?
I thought. You know what? Here, if it ain't sports from 20 years ago, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
The Eagles are selling snow from last week's playoff game against the Rams. I don't know how you sell snow, but it is sold out.
The record label used to ask that question.
You could still get it if you go to Lincoln Financial Field at the ticket office, but they were selling snow for some reason. It's called a piece of memorabilia from the game. It's snow.
God. Well, I mean, Brandon Steiner sold the infield dirt.
God, he's got dirt from every – like buckets from every stadium.
And how do you really know? Like when Upper Deck started cutting up ball bats, put them in the cards, somebody – and I remember thinking it. Somebody that worked for Upper Deck said, what about the sawdust, guys? And then they started doing little sawdust. Like, this is sawdust from Babe Ruth's bat. Like, is it – how do you know?
Like, I got a Charlotte Flair Money in the Bank tops with a piece of the ring mat in the card.
Exactly.
Is it right. Really the ring mat?
It's like what Orange Cassidy is in here saying. When he was signing those autographs for – that was Upper Deck. He's like, they kept telling him to take his shirt off and put another one on. And then at the end of it, those shirts were the ones they cut up and said they were worn by him. He put them on to sign autographs.
He's a good dude, that Jimmy Sipperly.
He is. He's a great guy.
They were charging $50 a pint for this. Now it was insulated in containers with dry ice. But how long is that going to last?
I don't know, man.
Way out of here,
Your boy Hunter Renfro was a 13.
Yeah, he was. I was thinking just quarterbacks, though. Renfro, how do you make a Pro Bowl, get cut, and nobody picks you up? I don't really get that.
So he's still free agent?
Yep.
God bless. Okay, Marina, Don Maynard, he's a long time ago. Kurt Warner, 13.
Yep.
God, it really is. And then, God, you're, man, not that I doubted you, but like 69. Like that, out of all, never.
Nope.
I want to know why.
Not even for a lineman. Like,
is it because of like,
There's still number restrictions, so it would have been an offensive lineman to have it.
We don't want kids to think about doing it upside down.
And I think. Well, no, Big Q, I think he's in the 50s.
You are.
He might be 57.
You're a Big Q in your 30s. How old are you?
I'm not telling you now because I don't want to help your joke. I'm going to let it lay there.
That's a funny joke. That's a funny. Did you know who was 32 and 33 in NFL? OJ.
He had two numbers?
Yeah, because when he was with the 49ers and then with the Bills.
Will they put him back in the Ring of Honor in the new stadium? That's what I want to know.
No.
OJ was, oh, man, look, pretty good. Pretty good player.
Do you think in the future, your way of thinking about OJ, Fat Boy, do you think in the future OJ could be put on hero status as doing the paying the ultimate price for your child, if your theory is true, correct?
I think you'll be forgotten.
You'll just be completely forgotten.
If it wasn't for all Madden teams and all Madden modes and Madden, kids now wouldn't know these players. That's the reason my son knows all these old players, because of all Madden teams.
I remember when the stuff with OJ happened, my grandma said, her thing was, the football player, that's the guy from the rental car commercials.
Yep.
Like, that's how my grandma associated. And then most people, it's the guy from Naked Gun movies. You know what I mean?
He fell down the steps.
Yeah, over and over again, he fell down. Look. Get out of here with that.
Oh my God.
God bless. All right.
God, there's a lot of them.
There's a lot.
Look at their eyes.
I can't do it. Not since I heard that. Can I ever look at that again? That's something I'd love to talk about on the radio, but I can't.
You can't talk about certain animals' eyes.
You can't, but it's so just, All right, frowns upside down. Here we go. It's Friday. Let's get some.
Can we talk about what? I hate to just throw it in.
That?
Well, we know what happened yesterday. Can we talk about the? Can we hit that a little bit? I thought it was a funny moment during our.
Trying to remember.
Well, I don't want to say like huge meeting, but it was a good sized meeting. I thought it was a couple fun moments in there.
Okay, that's
courtesy
fun.
Of you.
That's fun. not everybody, but a lot of you, especially when the God, what is the word? Pandemic. I'm going to say it, epidemic. The pandemic, Zoom in and now Google Meeting and all this stuff. You don't ever know. If you're doing it on your phone, you don't know how many people are in that room unless you look for it. So I only thought it was like three people. I thought it was me and you and Mark on the screen.
Times that by about 10, maybe.
I'm known for making faux pas publicly. Whether it's busting through a chair when I go to sit down or sticking my foot in my mouth and asking a woman when she's due and she's not. I'm known for doing that. Another example is coming up next. Good morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.